John Ford is the director of the Humboldt Planning and Building Department. Recently, the department released a first draft of the updated Humboldt Bay Area Plan, which hasn't been overhauled to this extent in over 40 years. KMA News interviewed Humboldt Planning and Building Department Director John Ford to learn more about what the proposed updates to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan could mean for the future of development and coastal protection in the Humboldt Bay Area. To start off, I'd love to know more about the, you know, importance historically of the Humboldt Bay Area Plan and how has it directly impacted the Humboldt Planning and Building Department?
Well, the Humboldt Bay Area Plan is one of, I think, six area plans that we have that regulate land use in the coastal zone. This affects the coastal area around Humboldt Bay. Now, obviously, Humboldt Bay has been traditionally a really important area for the county from a job creation, from an employment standpoint, from an economic standpoint. There's been a lot of people that work there. There's been a lot of things going on. Over time, when this plan was originally done back in the 1980s, you know, the pulp mills were in full operation and there was a lot of people that were working out on the small peninsula. As time has gone by, not much has really changed around the north end of the bay. There's a little bit more development down around Humboldt Hill in that area. But overall, probably the biggest focus is the small peninsula. The plan, as I mentioned, was written back in, I believe it was 1983 when it was certified, so it's over 40 years old. So there's a lot of things that we're dealing with now that were far, far different. And some of those include sea level rise, tsunami awareness, even wildfire affects this plan a little bit. The pulp mills are obviously no longer there, and what does the peninsula look like in terms of supporting different kinds of coastal-dependent industrial uses? Aquaculture is certainly something that has taken hold in the Humboldt Bay a little bit, but now there's the possibility of offshore wind and having some kind of heavy lift terminal for offshore wind. Some of the other things we want to address is really update the understanding that the bay has been historically and even prehistorically important. The Native American people that lived here before the Europeans arrived lived and did commerce around Humboldt Bay, even though it was via trading, and access was by canoe. The island Tulawat in the middle of the bay is a very sacred site. And so the bay has always been important to this region.
I kind of want to touch on two points from what you just said. One, I'd love to know just a little more detail on what specifically was changed in the plan to account for changes on the Samoa Peninsula.
In terms of the Samoa Peninsula, we're looking at a couple things. One, there's been some changes to the Coastal Act, and so we're trying to modify the plan to reflect that. Some of those had to do with the fact that oil and supporting offshore oil and gas is not considered a coastal-dependent industrial use, and a lot of the land along the small peninsula is coastal dependent industrial. Some of the coastal dependent industrial that's there really is inappropriately identified as coastal dependent industrial. And so we're really looking at what is a more appropriate land use there, whether it be, you know, coastal commercial recreation or some other use.
And then in terms of, and you mentioned it a little bit, but I noticed in the reading through the planning or the current draft of the planning document, I noticed environmental and social justice played a large part. How could adding those concerns change future development as opposed to if the old plan, let's say, just stayed in use?
Well, for instance, it's like, what do you do with existing housing that is, you know, maybe not the so-called affordable housing, but is housing that is more affordable to workforce income people. So, and what do you do with those houses if they're being impacted by sea level rise, tsunami run up, king high tides, things that we saw in king salmon last year? So wanting to be sensitive to the fact that these people are being adversely affected. Correspondingly, one of the changes that's incorporated in there is where you have housing. You may have housing that's affordable and it's regulated as affordable housing that, you know, if it's being given density bonuses and other things, that the access to the coast for people living in that housing needs to be there, and that they need to be given the same access opportunities as other people. So it's just really ensuring that everybody gets equal and fair treatment.
And then a more specific question about the document I had. In the section on shoreline protection structures, there's an addition of nature-based adaptation strategies alongside, you know, more traditional structures like seawalls. What are some examples of nature-based adaptation strategies, and what could that possibly, you know, maybe look like for the Humboldt Bay Area?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because one of the things that is getting a lot more attention are nature-based solutions, where maybe you put in some kind of a natural environment, whether it be eelgrass or something else to kind of build up the ground around the edge of the bay, so that you're not losing whatever protection is there. And, or rather than just putting in a big rock revetment, you know, trying to create some other kind of natural barrier that includes marine life, marine vegetation, and things like that, that are able to be sustainable in the long term, and are kind of natural to a bay environment, which increases the value of the habitat.
And then the last question I had, is there anything else about the updates or proposed updates to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan that you'd like to share with the public, or just anything else that folks should know about this process?
I think the important thing is process right now. I mean, we did want to get this out as an early draft to allow people to really give comments on it and ask questions and express concerns, because we are going to go into a process of workshops and then hearings that will go through the rest of the year. So this is just an early stage, and really want to invite people to participate.
If you would like to learn more about the proposed updates to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan, you can go to the Humboldt County website for more details, and for the PDF of the first draft of proposed updates. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.